Brooks after her third win in a row today. Mm. And we're going to see if you can get that done against first-timer Michael from Gig Harbor. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys.
What made you call in this morning, Michael?
I listen maybe two or three times a week and just thought, hey, I'll call in today. This is my first time ever calling any radio station.
Hey,
wow.
Well,
I feel so honored.
I know. And you seem so relaxed, Michael. Usually people are really nervous.
Well, you can't hear my heart beating.
Oh. Wait.
Okay, yeah, a little bit. A little hurt it a little bit there. Yeah. All right, Michael, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Got it.
All right, Brooke is left. Your time starts now. On this day in 2016, the longest ever captured python was discovered. How long was it?
16 feet.
In The Wizard of Oz, what city does the Yellow Brick Road lead to?
Oz.
Katana, broad, and cutlass are all types of what weapon?
Swords.
In the 60s, Blue Ribbon Sports was the original name for what Fortune 500 company?
Pass.
What's the official language of the Bahamas?
Pass.
What is the tennis term when the score is tied 40-40?
Deuce.
All right. Got that in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And while she's coming back, Michael, it says here on my phone screener that you've had a former brush with fame. What does that mean?
So I used to work for a photo booth company where we had rubbed shoulders with a certain Seattle Seahawks or other people like that.
Oh, you used to rub Seahawks shoulders?
No, not literally, Jeff.
That sounds like a fun job. These are hard shoulders, though.
There's going to be a lot of people applying for this job now that doesn't exist.
So you've met some of the Seahawks?
Yeah, Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, Earl Thomas.
Who's the coolest?
Bobby Wagner.
Dude, I have his jersey. I love Bobby. That's
he does seem like a cool guy.
Don't you guys love cool hearing guy. When celebrities are cool like
yeah.
in real life? I love that.
I know. Because we're not.
Yeah. Celebrities are cool?
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2016, the longest ever captured python was discovered.
Oof.
How long was it?
25 feet.
In The Wizard of Oz, what city does the Yellow Brick Road lead to?
City of Oz.
Katana, broad, and cutlass are all types of what weapon?
A knife.
In the 60s, Blue Ribbon Sports was the original name for what Fortune 500 company?
Pass.
What is the official language of the Bahamas?
English.
What's the tennis term when the score is tied 40-40?
Love.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with
good.
Jose.
Because it is my name!
Bolaños.
Sorry, that was really funny. Michael, you got two correct today.
That was a rough game for me.
It was rough. Brooke, you got the same amount of questions in and
only
one.
Nice work, Michael.
Michael, your first time calling in and you take Brooke down. Congratulations.
Beginner's luck.
I deserved it. That was really bad on my part.
All right, let's go over the answers for everybody here.
Speechless.
Yes. On this. Yep. On this day in 2016, the longest ever captured python was discovered. It was 26 feet long.
Oh, I was so close. You should give that to me.
Found in Malaysia.
How would I know that exact number?
In The Wizard of Oz, the Yellow Brick Road leads to Emerald City.
The land is Oz.
Dang it.
That's right.
Yeah, you both said
I knew that
Oz,
already.
Katana, broad, and cutlass are all types of swords.
Knife is close.
It's not
no.
a sword.
You don't think?
No.
Sorry.
You can't bring a sword to a knife fight.
I just cut my vegetables up with the sword last night. Same difference.
Like, you broke with a giant katana? Who wants zucchini, kids?
In the 60s, Blue Ribbon Sports was the original name for Nike.
Duh.
Oh, really? Yep. I didn't know that.
That is weird.
The official language of the Bahamas is English, and the tennis term when the score is tied 40-40 is deuce.
Love is zero.
Love is zero.
Zero, that's right.
So congratulations, Michael. Not only do you get 100 of Brooke's bucks, but just for playing, you also won a carload ticket to the Washington State Spring Fair. It's a modified version of the traditional Spring Fair, still featuring guest favorites, including animals and attractions to food, shopping, and more. And as a special treat for you, I will strap myself to your car hood and do a special tour guide performance for the duration of your visit at
the
fair.
That would be awesome.
I'm sure my kids will love that.
Yeah. I only ask that you please bring me a face shield because the bugs on the highway are relentless. Yeah.
That seems fair, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you,
congrats,
Michael.
Man.
Dang it.
Congratulations. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.